Hello and welcome to Codebytes, sponsored by Search 5.0. And on today's episode, we're pleased to welcome Stacey Mallon to the podcast. Stacey is currently the site lead within Wolfspeed, who set up in Northern Ireland in early 2022. We get a good overview of Stacey's career in leading successful teams across financial technology and now within the semiconductor industry. And we also hear key aspects such as don't be afraid to try something new in your career and utilizing the power of a network. And we also get a glimpse into Stacey's placement year and how that stood her in good stead for future growth and why she's quite passionate about giving back to people early in their career. And we hear about a couple of initiatives which Wolfspeed have this summer. This is a really good conversation and I hope you enjoy. Stacey, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, Stephen. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Stacey, we're always keen to kick things off. If you can just give us an overview of your career and tell us a bit about how you ended up in Wolfspeed.
Yeah, sure. So I suppose my career going way back to kind of almost school times, Stephen, where that was where I first realised that I really loved. In those days, I suppose we all just called it IT. So my favourite subjects at school were IT and maths. Some people think, you know, that's a bit strange to love those two subjects. But I think really it was all about, for me, being able to solve problems and to be able to solve them in ways that made sense to me. And using those two approaches, I suppose, allowed me to do that in a logical way. So went to university, did maths and computer science as a degree and kind of took that on from there. And really, actually, throughout my university course and degree at Queen's, I fell in love with financial maths and using, I suppose, techniques, both from a technology perspective and using, you know, programming. So writing in programs in Fortran in those days to solve financial problems, and started to think about how exciting that would be to get involved in that world of, which to me looked like a really, really fast-paced, fast-moving environment of finance and financial services. So from there, I actually started to work for a company. I was a consultancy company. I got sent to London for a period of time, worked in a massive financial institution over there, had an amazing experience, very much thrown in at the deep end, I suppose, as we would talk about it in those days, and loved every minute of it, but also wanted to move back to Northern Ireland after a while. So came back to Northern Ireland and actually started to work in a company that I had previously done some of my placement, part of my degree course in, and moved more into software development as part of that. It was a telecommunication company, but I had really good opportunities there to get involved in, I suppose, the end-to-end software development lifecycle. So not just the programming, but the understanding of why you're writing the code, that working with the end customer to gather their requirements. And then also what comes after the fact when you write that piece of code. So, you know, the testing of that, the actual deployment of that into an actual real life, you know, use case and application. So I had a fantastic opportunity at that company to really be involved in all stages of that. And that's where then I really realized that even though I loved the engineering and the programming part of it, that there was also more to that. It wasn't just about writing the code. So started to get involved more in the business analysis side of things, in project management, and then realized I had a love of project management. And yeah, I'm quite an organized person, so that kind of really fits, I guess, with my personality. I then had an opportunity to work at the New York Stock Exchange. So for me, that was my dream. I remember the day that I got the job, and I just thought, this is, like, I'm going to work there forever, because that was always kind of where I wanted to go. I was going back into that financial services world. I was being able to use, I suppose, my project management skills, but also everything that I had learned up until that point. And I went into a technical project management role there and starting to roll out one of the hosted applications that the company was building at the time as part of the technologies department. So very much still staying in the technology world, but being able to use that in the world of finance. And I stayed there for 10 years, but in many different, I guess, roles. So over time, you know, we did a number of different acquisitions. The company changed quite a lot over those 10 years. So I always say to everyone, every 2 years, it did feel like you were working for a different company. So that's probably why I stayed there for that long. And I think at that point, probably thought I would actually stay there for the rest of my career, because I was really enjoying it. And again, got lots of different opportunities to be involved in different things. So towards the end of my career there, I was director of infrastructure and security. So a very, very different world to where I had started in software. But again, it was about using the software in different ways, understanding how that linked up with the infrastructure and the hardware, because the two are so closely aligned. And then obviously the security side of things, which, you know, there's so much there. And I think for in Northern Ireland, we've got so much talent in that area. And it's just a world that's completely different probably to software in a way. But it's all about how you use the application of that software to be able to think about threats and vulnerabilities. And so, yeah, I had the opportunity to manage a global team there and was really, I suppose, working on probably, I can't remember what number of merger or acquisition it was at the time. And when I met the team at Wolfspeed, but, you know, had a chance, I suppose, meeting with that team and started to talk to them about Wolfspeed and the company, and realized that they were doing fantastic things and it was something that I wanted to be involved in. So I had the first conversation with them, I think, kind of way back, it was about 2 years ago now, where they started to, at that point, you know, it was another FDI coming into Northern Ireland, hadn't actually decided at that point on Belfast. You know, they were looking at a number of different places, working very closely with Invest and I on that. But whenever I had a conversation with them and they talked about what the company's goals were, about our vision, about what we were trying to achieve. And every single person that I met at the company from that point onwards had the exact same message and had the exact same vision. That was one of the selling points for me for the company. And I think it's the people, you know, and when you see so many people who do different things, they're not working in some people might work in HR and some people might work in the finance side of it and others are in the technology, but the actual vision that they all have, the end goal of the company, remains the same. I realized that was something that I really wanted to be a part of. So yeah, they thankfully made the decision. You know, I think Invest and I did a fantastic job of promoting Northern Ireland like they always do. And Wolfspeed made the decision to move to Belfast. And I was our first employee back in January of last year. So been there for 16 months now. And I guess a scary move. People always say to me, did you not think that was a bit of a risk? Because, you know, you move from you were at your company for 10 years, really good role there, you know, understanding the company, you know, there was a lot going on at that time as well. So it wasn't as if there weren't challenges that I knew I was going to have and opportunities. But I think for me, I never thought of it as a risk. And I think that probably is, you know, attested to the people at the company and just the vision that we have and being able to kind of really buy into that and kind of see where the company is going and also then see how I would fit into that and how building out something completely new from scratch in Northern Ireland would also fit into that. So it felt right. And yeah, made the decision to make that move in January of last year. Haven't looked back. So
Brilliant. Yeah. Great journey. Stacey, I'm actually, I've met with a couple of leaders here, perhaps started something, you know, amongst a pandemic, if you like. And I know that there was, you know, a bit of movement. I think the pandemic perhaps kind of made people to actually, you know what, let's see what else is out there perhaps. But I mean, starting something like this, you know, from scratch, it's a big deal, Stacey. I'm keen to learn. I mean, what coping mechanisms perhaps did you have to utilize kicking that off?
Sure. Yeah. And I think, Stephen, I was a little bit luckier than maybe some others who I know, because I speak to a lot of different site leads across Belfast and definitely people who started right in the middle or right at the start, which, you know, I think I was very lucky in that it was coming towards the end. So there was a little bit more of an opportunity to be able to actually meet people in person, you know, obviously socially distancing and all of that. But we definitely had a bit more of an opportunity. But however, I think, you know, when you're starting to build something like that and you're, you know, it's okay for you to take the jump. I always had to remind myself of that. It's fine. You know, I personally made that decision, but then you're trying to convince others that come with me, you know, this is great over here, you know, come and build this with me, because it's not just you and you can't do it on your own. I think for me, you know, from a coping perspective, it's probably talking to others is really helpful for me. And, you know, talking to others about experiences that they've had. You know, I've been very lucky in that I do have a network of people that I can talk to and people who I know have done something similar to what I'm trying to do before. And I've been able to get introduced to those people and have many conversations about, you know, what did you do that worked and what did you do that didn't work? So that's been really helpful. I can't stress that enough. I think, you know, you can't do it on your own and you shouldn't do it on your own. You know, take advice from others. listen to what, you know, some of the things, I suppose, and actually some of the best learnings is how it went wrong, because then you can think about, and it's actually a good thing sometimes when things don't go the way you expect them to, because that's where you absolutely learn from. I would always say to our team, we talk about at Wolfspeed about failing fast. It's absolutely fine to fail, as long as we redirect and fix that as quickly as we possibly can. So yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest things for me and Stephen, as we started out, just think about, you know, how have others done it? Learn from people. Probably in the last 16 months, one of the biggest things that I have learned myself personally is that you need to be open to learning. I would say that over the last, since I started with Wolfspeed, it's been absolutely fantastic. I've learned so much. I didn't think I probably would have learned as much as I did. I think sometimes when you're in a leadership position, you go in and think, well, I'm the leader, so I have to have all of the answers, and I have to tell, you know, everyone what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. And if everyone comes to me, I have to be able to answer the question. But it's actually fine to say, I don't know the answer to that question. Let's go figure that out together. Or just to be open to say, you know, I don't know right now, but I'm going to go away and I'm going to look at that and I'm going to think about it. So be open to learning is probably another thing that I've learned, that you absolutely need to be open to learning, open to coaching and taking direction mm-hmm. from others, and not thinking that just because you've done something, you know, a certain way for a period of time doesn't mean actually you can change how you do that. And do it a different way. Yeah,
absolutely. Brilliant, Stacey. We always like delving into success influencers at this stage. What makes you want to succeed?
So yeah, that's a really good question. For me, Stephen, it's, you know, just the opportunity to be able to give other people opportunities, I think is really, you know, what makes me want to do the role that I do. You know, at Wolfspeed, we are giving people opportunities to use new technology to completely, you know, disrupt an industry. We're not a typical software company. We are a manufacturing company. So sometimes people will ask me, okay, well, you know, what is it that you actually do in Northern Ireland then with software engineers and with kind of technology and IT in general? The answer to that question is that you absolutely can. In any industry right now, you have to use technology. It's the way of the future, basically. You know, there's no, you can't just be a manufacturing company that has a factory and that have people working in that factory and they're doing things in a manual way. So for me, it's been able to give people opportunities to get involved in, I suppose, how we're going to build the company in the future, how we're going to operate in a different way. Being able to come in and share ideas of how you've done things before. It's really important for me that we build a very diverse team, and diverse in many different ways. So we've got people who come from lots of different industries at Wolfspeed, and they're all coming in with different ideas of how they've done things before, but they're all coming together as a team. So, you know, it's about bringing in the individuals with the opportunities to use the technology, but then giving them the opportunity to perform part of a team. And I've seen so many examples, you know, since we've set up the NI office, where people who you would never have thought of, that maybe they've got different skill sets, but they actually come together to solve a problem. And it's just amazing to see how that works and just to watch it kind of unfold before your eyes. And these people who are, they've never met before in some cases, and they're becoming friends and they're building relationships. I think the other part of it is, again, around kind of giving people opportunities. But I think I touched on it, you know, at the start. I had a really, really good opportunity whenever I was in my placement year from Queen's with a company that allowed me to go in, you know, as a very young placement student with no experience in technology or IT, and allowed me to basically experience all areas of software development lifecycle, get involved, be put in front of customers, which, you know, some companies might think that's just crazy to do that to someone who's very young and doesn't have that experience. But again, that's how you learn. And that experience on that placement year in those 12 months really pushed me, I suppose, to want to give others that same opportunity. So we put together a fantastic placement and graduate program at Wolfspeed. Our first program will start this summer. We've hired 10 placement and graduate students already. I'm really excited. It's one of the things I think that I really wanted to do and put in place. Again, it's about early in career, giving people those opportunities to get involved in new technology, to get involved in teams. And, you know, I think for me, that's kind of why I do what I do at Wolfspeed. Just seeing those people working on things that maybe they wouldn't have had an opportunity to work on before. It's one of the
Absolutely. Yeah. It's getting back to an education system that's serving you so well. And creating those opportunities at grassroots level. So I think that's great to see and hear. So you've always had a great career to date. You know, you've been quite ambitious. You know, you've combined your love for mathematics, computer science. New York Stock Exchange was a big goal of yours, which you managed to achieve. And obviously you worked in an environment and business, which was quite ambitious, and many different acquisitions, which took your career to many different areas within technology. But if you were to look back now and reflect on your career, what's been the biggest challenge that you've had to experience?
Yeah, and lots of challenges, I suppose, Stephen, throughout that time. But honestly, I will have to say my current role has definitely been my biggest challenge. I look at it now and I'm just over 12 months, 16 months into that role. Obviously, there's just so much more to do, so much more to learn. We are just starting. We're just beginning. It very much feels like a startup, which is fantastic. That was one of my kind of career goals as well, is that, you know, to be involved in a startup, to build something from the ground up. So, you know, I'm so excited that I'm being given the opportunity to be able to do that. But I think, you know, it is very challenging. Anybody who goes into this type of role and thinks that, you know, it's going to be a walk in the park. I've done leadership roles before. I've worked in management before. I feel like I had that experience. So I a little bit probably went into the role thinking, well, I've kind of done this before. So, you know, I know roughly what this is going to be like. It's very different to what you think it's going to be like. You know, every day is different. You have to be willing to adapt and change. Things change constantly. One day you think it's going in one direction, and the next day, you know, it goes completely 360 and it's going in a different direction. And you have to be able to manage that and cope with that. You have to be there to support everybody else as well. You know, I think as a leader, my goal is, yes, I might be the site lead at Wolfspeed, but I should almost be behind the scenes a little bit. It should be the teams at the front, those people who are, you know, representing the company and really building an environment, I suppose, where you're giving people that opportunity to be leaders. So a leader should build leaders. And really that's probably been one of the biggest challenges is hiring the right people, making sure you have a strong foundation, and then putting a structure in place that allows those people to basically, you know, be their best. And for me, that was probably one of the things that I didn't really realize that I would, not that I would have to do it. I knew I would have to do it, but I didn't realize maybe how difficult it was going to be when you're the only person. I remember my first week and I was the only person in Belfast. I was working from home at the time because it was a pandemic and no one else was even online. So I was kind of waiting for the US to come online so that I could talk to someone. I remember sitting there thinking, okay, what do I do now? I'm here. Great. So maybe let's think about like putting together a strategy. I remember that first week and thinking, it's very quiet. Would love to go back to that first week now, to be honest, because it's not quiet anymore. But yeah, it's challenging, but also very, very rewarding. And I have to remind myself that all the time. We are building something from scratch. It is never going to be easy. And there are acquisitions and mergers and all of that are always very difficult because, yeah, sure, with things like that, first of all, you're trying to combine two companies, you're trying to combine different technologies, you're working with different people. And I learned so many things from those days of whenever you acquire a company and you're trying to bring two teams together that potentially don't necessarily want to work together. And how do you do that? And what does that look like? And people from different cultures as well. So different locations, different time zones. So all of those things, I suppose, allowed me to prepare myself, I suppose, for this role. And I probably did go into it thinking, okay, I've done all that before. This is just going to be building something from scratch. It's probably going to be easier because you're not, you know, you're not taking something that already exists. However, it has actually been harder. And I think, you know, there's been so many things that have attributed to that. You know, we have so many talented people in Northern Ireland, but there's lots of other companies looking for those talented people. So it's about getting the brand out there, building, you know, no one knew who Wolfspeed was in January of last year. So how did I basically start to get the word out there about what Wolfspeed does and who we are? And we have a really good brand. So I think that has definitely helped. But yeah, I go back to probably the network that you have, the being open to learning and thinking about how you can improve yourself every day, basically, is probably one of the things that has helped me, I suppose, through some of the most challenging times.
Brilliant. I'm keen to learn, what do you feel is the biggest challenge that the industry currently faces, and what will it take to address this?
I think there's lots of challenges, Stephen. You know, I think there's definitely a shortage of talent in Northern Ireland. There's a lot of companies competing for the same type of talent. That's really tough. We all know about that, though. It's something that we talk about regularly. I talk about that externally with other site leads and other companies as well. However, for me, actually, one of the biggest challenges that I've had is, you know, I talked about trying to build a diverse team, and we are absolutely trying to do that. You know, we're bringing people from many different industries, from different backgrounds, obviously kind of as females and males from a diverse perspective. However, we're trying to build, you know, we are a startup that sits within a wider organization. So we are also trying to build a global company. For me, that's really tough because you've got different cultures and you do have different time zones. You've got different people trying to come together, striving to achieve the same goal, which I think is the most important thing. If everybody understands like where they're going and why they're going there, you know, you can work on the how you get there, because that will change all the time and you will pivot and change depending on where the business is going and what that looks like. However, trying to, I suppose, bring all of those people together to work and collaborate is very tough sometimes. So I speak to our senior team in Belfast a lot about this, and being, I guess, being aware and being mindful of other cultures and how can we work together with those. We recently started our first book club in Belfast. So the first book was actually The Culture Map. You know, I've had a lot of feedback from the team to say that this is something that they've just learned so much. I think it's about thinking, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, that book is not going to tell you exactly what to say and when to say it, but I think it's going to make it has made the team more aware of themselves and more aware of others, and being more mindful about maybe how they have conversations, so that, you know, you can take other people, other ways of work and other approaches into consideration.
Brilliant, because you're obviously developing your own culture in, yes, Belfast, and exactly, you know, you're, yeah, bringing a diverse, you know, workplace together, which obviously, yeah, drives innovation. So you're building that culture, Stacey, but then on the other hand, you're also dealing with another culture, yes, in America. You could say, you know, perhaps, I mean, yeah, how would you manage to align both of those together?
Yeah, absolutely. I talk about it as, you know, we have a company culture, which it's fantastic at Wolfspeed. Again, it goes back to that. We all have the same objectives. We all kind of understand as a company where we're trying to get to. We talk a lot about how we're transforming the silicone industry and to use silicone carbide, and how from a sustainability perspective, Wolfspeed is having a massive impact on that. So that in itself helps to build a culture of people who want to work there and people who want to come to work every day to achieve that goal. However, you know, in Northern Ireland, we also have our own identity as well, as do, you know, the teams in the US. So we love the fact that we have our own identity here. We try to promote that. We've got things in our office where we've got branding around, you know, some of the sites in Belfast with a Wolfspeed background, I suppose, in that, which basically shows, you know, we're part of the Wolfspeed company, but we do have our own kind of identity here in NI. So I think that the teams, again, just being mindful of how you work with others and trying to be, you know, have your own identity in Northern Ireland, but also trying to work as one global team is the key thing. I think working together, communication is probably the biggest thing there, Stephen, is making sure that, you know, you are communicating with different time zones. People can say sometimes that can be a problem. I actually always see it as an advantage because, you know, you're not always working the same time zone from a company perspective and what you're trying to do. You can work in the right way to be able to support something across all of those time zones. Again, being a global company, and to be a global company, having your employees based in any just one location anywhere in the world would never make sense. So, you know, I think it's challenging sometimes, definitely, when you're trying to bring different people together. But from a leadership perspective, that's where I think you need to make sure you're promoting the fact that having different people from different backgrounds with different experiences actually allows you to promote the innovation, you know, that you talked about, and is actually the best thing for the company, because it does mean that, you know, you can think about doing things in a different way. Maybe someone will come up with an idea that you hadn't thought of because of the fact that they come from a different, they've worked at a different company before, they've done things in a different way. So yeah, I think at Wolfspeed, that's what we try to promote. We try to promote that we are mindful and aware that people approach things differently, but that we have conversations that reflect that, and that we talk about it as well. I think that's an important thing, that you recognize the fact that, you know, we do have different teams in different locations, and that we have those conversations and we openly talk about it. I think that helps. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so important to create that environment, because everybody wants didn't add value, you know, Stacey, great, a suggestion or what have we done differently? So to create that environment that allows that, you know, yeah, autonomy and pressure lifted to actually voice that, it's so important.
Exactly. I know. And I actually believe in disagreement. I think it's important. I think healthy conflict is a very important part. Some people might say that, oh, well, we don't want to disagree because that means that things aren't going well. And actually that it's a bad thing. It's absolutely not. If everybody sits in a room and, you know, everybody's agreeing with each other, it means either they don't care or they're not listening and they're multitasking and doing something else, or that, you know, or they're not engaged. And when people are engaged in the conversation, and they want the company to succeed, and whatever it is you're talking about that day, whatever that problem is that you're trying to solve, when people disagree with others and come with different approaches, and that is actually when the team are doing their best work. So it's really important, and I very much promote that in a healthy way, I guess, giving people a safe environment to be able to feel like they can come and they can have those challenging conversations, or they can disagree with someone, including me. That's actually going to be encouraged.
Love that, Stacey. I'm keen to talk about talent, as we've alluded to beforehand. What key traits do you look for when hiring? I suppose, once successful in getting the great talent on board, how do you retain the talent?
Yeah, so I think, Stephen, from a how we hire, I have really one key thing that we look for in people, and that's actually kindness. I think that's really important. In Northern Ireland, we have a real culture of humility. I think that really shines through in the people that we have here. And you know, I bring Americans to Northern Ireland all the time, and that's one of the big things that they say. Everybody is so humble. Like, we don't actually know how good we are here, and we don't like to talk about that very much. But that's a nice trait to have. And whenever I see that in people, that really makes me, you know, that's something that I would look for, I suppose, in individuals when we're hiring them. The other is, you know, resiliency. I think that's really important, is being able to, so being that humble person, but also being resilient and being able to adapt and change, you know, in the industry that Wolfspeed is in, that is extremely important. Things are constantly changing. So you need to be able to deal with that. But at the same time, I think people who, obviously from a technical perspective, you know, we've got a criteria that we work through there. I think the key things for me, though, is being able to be resilient, I suppose, and think about how, if you're dealing with a situation and you're trying to solve a problem, we're obviously looking for people who can, from a technical perspective, that they can actually come in and do that, but that they can have the right conversations to be able to solve that problem in the right way, that they can feel comfortable basically going back and speaking to people about something that maybe they don't necessarily agree with again. It's all about that kind of like healthy conflict. So yeah, I think the key traits that we would look for, Stephen, are humility, kindness, obviously being able to work in a team. It's really important that, you know, the person is trustworthy and that they are going to be a team player. So that would be something else that through kind of interview process that, you know, some of the questions that we would ask would be something that would show that, you know, you've worked in teams before. And where we are in our journey at Wolfspeed NI, you know, we are a startup where we have the advantage that we are part of a bigger organization. But when you come into the Belfast office, it feels like a startup. We have 25 people. So we don't necessarily have a lot of the structure maybe that some bigger companies would have. So, you know, we're looking for people that are going to come in and help us build that. So sometimes I will look at people and say, okay, absolutely fantastic from a technical perspective. However, maybe what you're looking for in a company doesn't exist with us right now. So, and it probably goes back to that resiliency piece of, you know, if I say today that this is what we're doing, but actually tomorrow, you know, we've had to change that just of where we are as a business, that you would be able to deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's crucial. It's crucial to manage expectations, I think, yeah, on that front, you know, Stacey, because it'd be unfair perhaps to bring somebody on board who isn't aware of that. But on the flip side of that, with the right person, you know, who's adaptable, ambitious, and wants to make solid, you know, changes and be involved in that, you know, it's a very exciting opportunity at Wolfspeed. And
I think, and Stephen, you mentioned, you asked about retention there as well. I think from a retention perspective, you know, we want to make sure that we give people a career. I've said this from day one. We are not bringing people in to Wolfspeed to think about the 12 months down the line or what project they're going to work on and then, oh, worry about the rest of it later. We want to give people a career. So it's been very important for me to, even though we are a startup, to try and put that structure in place to allow people to say, okay, I actually can see a long-term career at Wolfspeed and I know where I'm going. I'm very big into objectives and making sure that we've got OKRs set for people and that people understand what the expectations are of them, like you said. So I think whenever you set those and people are clear on what they're, you know, what they're trying to achieve, but they also know what it takes to get to the next step, then they can work towards that. So we've been putting that structure in place. And I think from a retention perspective, that really helps when people can see where they're going next and they can have conversations as well. Having a conversation with someone about what is it that you want to do with your career? How can we help you get there? Again, going back to my early days career, I started off as a software engineer, but I was having conversations at that time with my managers around, like, I would really love to be involved more in the business side of things. I really love dealing with clients. Is that something that I can get involved in? When people come to me and have those conversations and share that, then I always want to look for opportunities for them to allow them to be involved in areas that they want to. Obviously, you know, you can't just change things constantly and have give everybody everything, right, that they want. You would love to do that, but that's not possible. You have to align that with business needs and business objectives. But absolutely have it. I would always have conversations with all of my direct reports to say, what is it that you, you know, where is it that you want to go? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And how can we as a company help you get there?
Brilliant. Brilliant, Stacey. And Stacey, this is a part of the podcast that we move on now, which is Ask the Audience Participation. This is where we basically assess, you know, real life challenges and problems for help felt within the development community. So often developers state they struggle to find mentorship, guidance, feedback, or other forms of vital support. Could be about the size and the scale, you know, as well with business. How do you feel firms can ensure that developers don't feel isolated or unsupported?
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing, Stephen, and a really good question. Companies need to put structure in place and allow people to feel like they have got that support. You know, I think that's something that I am very mindful of, especially whenever we are very small in Belfast. Sometimes that you can say, well, it's a small company, so it's very easy to kind of manage quite a small team. It's actually amazing to see how that cannot be the case if you don't have the right structure in place and you don't have the right environment that people feel like they can come and have conversations with anybody. You know, I think what I would always recommend for companies to do and what we're trying to put in place at Wolfspeed is that people feel like they have an environment where they trust anybody in the company. They can go and they can have a conversation with anyone and they can chat to them while they're making coffee in the kitchen, or they can set up, you know, a one-on-one with someone if they feel that they need any advice or that they need to talk to someone about anything. I think that's really important. Again, building that network as well, I would always encourage people, regardless of where you are in your career, build a network of people that you could go talk to inside and outside of your company. I think is important. It's as important to have people inside, you know, people that you work with in your team every day, your manager, but it's as important to build that outside externally as well, because then you're getting advice from others who have different experiences, but actually you'll be surprised about how much the experiences are probably very similar, just different examples of the same thing. So I think that's really important. One of the things that we've actually done at Wolfspeed is introduce lunch and learns recently, and that's been really helpful for many different reasons. So I think from a technical perspective, you're sharing information. The teams are starting to see what other teams are working on. As a wider group at Wolfspeed NI, we have an understanding of what we're all working on, which has been fantastic. But it's also given that opportunity to have networking outside of just your day to day. I need to get this, you know, project finished, or I'm really working on this task. I need to get it done and put my headphones on and kind of sit and you know, and get that done. It gives a forum, I suppose, to start to have those conversations, especially for maybe some of the more junior members of staff, where, you know, you say build a network. Well, what does that mean? You know, I don't want to go and ask that person that's more senior than me if they can go for a coffee. I'm going to wait for them to come to me. I think forums like that allow people to come together and just have really informal conversations, maybe about a technical topic or other, you know, because we do both. It's, and there's definitely areas of kind of, you know, demoing what you're working on and showing others in the team what that looks like, talking about maybe some of the challenges you've had in the project that you're working on at that time. But also we do things around kind of maybe more some of the more softer skills as well. So that's been, I think that's been a good thing for us is to allow that kind of forum, I suppose, for people to start to talk about things like that. The other thing would be, I think companies should do more to I suppose, promote that environment of healthy conflict as well. Because again, it starts to open up the conversation, you know, around what's not going well, because you can very easily go in and chat to someone about, well, how's it going? Is everything going good? And people will just, oh, yeah, everything's fine. But when you start to have conversations about maybe what's not going well and allow people to talk about things like that, I think that's whenever people will start to say, oh, actually, maybe I can raise this topic that I thought was actually off limits, and promoting that environment where people feel comfortable having and a safe, you know, psychologically safe environment basically for people to come and talk. For me, I think those would be probably the key things, Stephen, around how you promote it. And we try to do that every day at Wolfspeed. It's something though, I think, you know, you're never there if you think that, oh, this is a perfect, you know, we've got the perfect environment now and we're good and we don't need to do anything more. You're doing it wrong, because, you know, I think that's something where you're always having to work at it, especially as you bring in probably more junior members as well, and making sure you've got a really, really good senior team, a really good foundation from a technical perspective, but also from a leadership and a mentoring and a coaching to allow them to start to just feel like that they have people that they can go to and they're not on their own and isolated.
Yeah, absolutely. Both the power of the network, healthy conflict. I love that whole concept. So thank you for that. What's the plans for Wolfspeed and I going forward over the next few months?
Yeah, so we are, you know, very much focused on, we have a plan, we're executing to that plan. We're very much focused on continuing to build out the teams. The first 2 years of our build out, Stephen, is really around technology teams. So we've got, I talk about the different services and capabilities that we provide back to the business. So what we're doing in Belfast is really helping Wolfspeed to become, I suppose, more digital. We focus on digital transformation. We've got teams that work across different disciplines within IT. So, you know, we have software engineering and a fantastic data engineering team as well. We're looking at data every day, thinking about how can the company use data in better ways. And they're looking at how we get that data and what we do with it, and using the latest and greatest technologies to be able to do that and to provide the rest of the business, I suppose, with access, easier access to that. But we've also got a cyber defense team who are proactively protecting the company, and every day they're working on looking at vulnerabilities. How do we improve, I suppose, our cyber defense? We've got a cloud team, again, thinking about the future, you know, how can we look at maybe some of our legacy technology and start to move some of that into the cloud, and what does that look like for our company? So yeah, we're continuing to build out those areas, Stephen. I think the teams are working on some really exciting projects right now. Over the next number of months, we'll be hiring lots of more, hopefully, software engineers. So a lot of the things that our software teams actually work on, probably not necessarily your traditional kind of software use cases, if you think about it like that. A lot of them would be thinking about, we have a factory and it's completely fully automated, for example, in Upper State, New York. And we have software engineers that support that. So, you know, your traditional way of working in a factory would be you've got, you know, people, humans who are on the factory floor who are doing all of the tasks that need to be done. The way of the future and manufacturing 4.0 is really that will be done by software. You know, you've got robots in the factory. You don't have minimum humans, I guess. And anybody that needs to be there is really someone that is an engineer for that tool. So our teams in Belfast are helping our company to be able to move more into that way of working in that world where, you know, all of our factories should be automated. How do all of those tools talk to each other? How do we use automation and machine learning in a better way to improve how we do things and deliver the end product to our customers? So really exciting things happening, Stephen, at the company. You know, I'm excited to grow and even more. You know, we're looking at lots of different things, you know, over the next 12 months and potentially over time then moving more into kind of like shared services organization as well. So it's exciting looking at lots and lots of new hires, hopefully, over the next number of years.
Okay, and that's very well broken down to describe the actual business and software engineering and how it's used. Because sometimes electronics manufacturing, semiconduction, is a little bit alien to a lot of people. You know, so that was great. They broke that down and described it. And certainly seems like an absolutely brilliant, exciting journey ahead for you guys.
Yeah, and I think Stephen, it really, you know, for anybody who's wanting to be involved in software engineering, it's probably not something you would think of when you come out of university or even early in your career. It's probably not your typical, oh, I think I want to work for a manufacturing company. Because it's the two things are, why would I, you know, as a software engineer, want to work for something that's, you know, it, really at the end of the day, it's semiconductors, it's manufacturing, it's working in a factory, it's producing this end product. But things are changing. Companies are using software in many, many, many different ways. So lots and lots of opportunities around automation. And I think companies who are not thinking in that way, you know, are not going to be successful in the future. So at Wolfspeed, a lot of investment, I guess, is going into how we make sure that we are, you know, using technology in the right way and hiring the right people to use that technology.
Absolutely. And if people want to find out more on Wolfspeed, where's the best place which they can go to?
Yeah, sure. So you can go to our website. It's www.wolfspeed.com. We have a careers page on there, but the website will give you all of the information about the company, find out a little bit more about semiconductors if that's not an area of expertise. I'm there all the time. And if you want to connect with me, I'm on LinkedIn. So definitely would love to connect.
Brilliant. And you've got a really powerful video on your website as well.
Yes.
Stacey, yes. I'll just put it out there. Yes. Stacey, this has been a brilliant conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for the opportunity.